Welcome to the Writing and Publishing Erotica Podcast, Episode 5, brought to you live from Sexy Fix Studios. Episode 5, Perspiration and Inspiration. Do you need talent to write? This is HK Kiting.
And I'm Athena Chills, and thanks for listening to 5 whole episodes so far. Just to remember, if you haven't already signed up to be notified for new episodes, go to sexyfic.com and sign up for an email notification when new episodes come down the pipe, which should be about every week or so. If you haven't left us a review on iTunes, that'd be great. Meanwhile, we're going to talk about talent. Do you have talent?
I have a little bit of talent. Do you have talent?
Only on certain days of the week.
Is it necessary to have talent to be a writer?
Well, that's what people say. You talk to people, I'm a writer, and they say, oh, I could never do that. I can't put two words together. It doesn't make sense.
It's always been my dream to be a writer.
I want to be a writer someday. Yeah. Well, we'll talk about that another time. But how many people do you know that believe that they can't write because they just don't have the talent for it?
I don't have a degree. I can't write.
Yeah.
That's a fallacy. Many people think you have to go to school to be a writer. You have to have a degree. You have to be trained. You can just sit down and write. You don't have to go to school for it.
I mean, it's a good idea if you understand punctuation and spelling, but really, if you have a good editor, even that's probably not absolutely necessary. Tell your story. If it's a good story, get someone else to clean it up for you if you had to. But the idea that you're born a writer, not so much.
Some people, I think, are. There's some lucky individuals that are just, you know, boom, they're instant writers. But most people have to work at it and build on it, get better at it.
And there's some people, you go to a party with them and they stand in the corner and they tell story after story after story. You can't tear yourself away from them. They're so fascinating. But when they go to write down their story, they can't do it. And there's other people who never say two words at one of those parties, and yet they've released book after book after book. So it's not necessarily your conversational ability does not necessarily have anything to do with your writing ability. The two are not necessarily connected.
Where it starts is if you say, I've always wanted to be a writer, then you should do that. Give it a try.
Yeah, when I say I write full-time for a living, people are like, oh, I've always wanted to be a writer. Well, why aren't you? All you have to do is start writing. 5 minutes a day, 20 minutes a day. You don't have to quit your job and be a full-time writer to be a writer. Okay, so yeah, if you've always wanted to be a writer, well, shut up and write. I mean, it's just not that big of a deal. Get started. You know, it's all about the finished product. It does not have to come out as brilliant literature out of your brain onto the paper. Spill out your story. Get it out there. Get it down on paper. Get it into your Word file or whatever it is you're using. And then, when you're done, you fix it up. You add more to it. You clean it up. You edit. Editing is every bit or even more important than the actual writing stage.
You don't have to have the expectation that you're going to put a perfect story out on paper. That will happen for some people. It is pretty rare, I think. You put out a rough draft. And there's no shame in that. Anything goes in a rough draft.
It's okay to write crap. It's not okay to publish crap. You have to clean it up. But don't be afraid to write a very bad first draft of your story. It's very common to do that. So, how long does it take you to become an expert? Or how long does it take you to get talent? Well, you know, if you're just starting your first story, it's probably not going to be very good. It's very common to write out a story that you've thought about for years and years and years and never written down. And then when you do finally write it, it sucks because you don't have the talent yet. You don't have the skill yet. Let's not say talent. Skill is something you build up, acquire, and improve.
A good comparison we can use is, say you want to be a cellist, a concert cellist. Well, somebody buys you a cello and you sit down and you're not going to be very good at first necessarily, but anybody who works at it and practices at it enough can learn how to play a concert cello and reach the point where you can do it for a living or do it professionally. There are a few gifted individuals who are absolute masters at it, and you might never be an absolute master no matter how much you practice, but if you work at it, you can do it competently.
Absolutely. It's one of those things, it's more about practice than talent. Very famous book recently, in the last few years, came out. The 10,000-hour rule was one of the big things they talked about in that. If you want to be an expert on something, it takes around 10,000 hours of practice to be really, really, really good at that. Henry, have you written for 10,000 hours?
I doubt it.
I know I haven't. So I guess we're not really experts. Would you say you're still improving at your writing?
I would say that, yes.
I would absolutely agree with that, too.
And I've noticed over time that as I have gotten more comfortable with it, done it more, it gets easier.
Yes, it does. The first book took me months and months and months to put together, and I agonized over every period, every comma, every word. Is it exactly right? Is it exactly right? And when it was done, it published, and if looking back over it, it's still not my best. It's good, but it's not great. The ones I'm putting out now, I think, are much better, simply because, and they're much, much faster as well. With practice, you get better. With practice, you get faster. With practice, you get more confident. And that's just like playing the cello. It's the same thing. It's all about practice.
And regularity is a good word to use there. Write a little bit every day if you can, even if it is just 5 or 10 minutes that you can squeeze in here and there. If you can set aside an hour every single day, that's a good thing. The more you practice, the better you'll get at it.
I've heard stories about people who wrote 10 minutes a day on their lunch break, and they've released their first or second or third full-length novel just from 10 minutes a day. You do not have to work full-time to be a writer. Okay, going back to that 10,000-hour rule for a minute, what he was saying when he said 10,000 hours, that's to be an expert. Do you need to be an expert to be published? No, you need to be good. And, again, that's where the editing stage comes from. You can write your crap. You can write a poor first draft. You can spit out words as you dictate and repeat yourself and have stuttering and bad grammar and bad punctuation and all that stuff. Fix it up afterwards and add new to it, edit it, make it better. But 10,000 hours, that's to be an expert. You do not have to be an expert at writing. Write it, and then fix it up.
A good way to get better is to read work by others, too. If you're writing in the science fiction genre, maybe concentrate a little more on science fiction, for example, but read everything. Read a variety of things. And try to read every day. Read a little bit. And that'll sink in.
Yeah, absolutely. You should know what genre it is that you're writing in. If you're writing romance or erotica, you should read romance and erotica. You should read sci-fi if that's what you're going to write. But it's also very important to stay familiar with other things. If you're a sci-fi writer, you should read some erotica. If you're an erotica, you should probably read the occasional horror story. Read other things from other people. It makes your writing more
well-rounded, I think.
Well-rounded, varied. And you can put, if you're a science fiction writer and you get a little more used to the erotica stuff, put in a sex scene. Nothing wrong with that. If you're writing an erotica story, why not put it in a sci-fi setting or a fantasy-type setting? All of these things just make your writing a little bit better. What else can you do? How can you get practice? It's hard sometimes to set aside 10 minutes a day or to get into the mood of writing if you only have a 15-minute lunch break. What other kinds of things can you do to get better and practice?
One thing might be if you've got a friend that is also interested in writing, give them a writing challenge. A fun thing might be to say, okay, write a little story. It's got a puppy and a balloon and the color green and a guy named Marvin. And you have to incorporate those things into a story, just as a fun drill between friends. Or even do that to yourself. Look and pick out 4 random things. Write a story.
You just totally made that up, didn't you?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, if you're not quite as creative as Henry is making these things up, you can always pick up a book of, daily writing prompts or something like that to give you some ideas of things to write about. It's hard sometimes to come up with ideas. But if you work on some kind of daily writing prompt, it's likely that you can, build up your creativity and come up with your own story ideas.
And write without limiting yourself. Turn off your internal critic and your internal editor when you write, and just spew it out on paper and don't worry about it.
Yeah, don't get bogged down with, should I put a comma here? Is that an exclamation point or a period? There are too many parentheses in that story. Just spit the stuff out of your head onto the paper and worry about grammar, punctuation, and spelling later. It's better to even maybe turn off the spell check as you're typing. Get it down, fix it later.
You can do an internet search for, well, Athena mentioned, look for writing prompts out on the web. Do a Google search for story ideas, writing drills, writing practice. There's all sorts of things that you can find out there on the internet that are very helpful.
Another way to write is to really throw yourself into it for a very brief amount of time. Every November, it's National Novel Writing Month, or they've shortened it down, they call it NaNoWriMo. And you can do a Google search for that if you've never heard about it. But it's a thing every November where people try to write a novel, an entire novel, in 1 month. That sounds impossible. But you know what? It's like 1,667 or something like that words per day.
Yeah, they say 50,000 words is your goal for the month.
And 1,600 words in a day, that's a lot. For most people, that might be an hour or two, or maybe a little more. But it's totally doable. You can write a full-length novel in a month. But you know what? You don't need to wait till November. Go check out that NaNoWriMo, National Novel Writing Month, website, and they've got all the instructions right there how to do it. Whenever next month is, what is this? This is April, May 1st. Try to do your novel.
Or even do a two-month personal NaNoWriMo. Only 800 and some words a day would do it in 2 months.
And what really matters is that you finish it. It doesn't matter if it takes a month. It doesn't matter if it takes 2 months. It doesn't matter if it takes 3 months. Stick with it. Finish your novel.
And all this stuff that you write will help you become more talented and become better at it.
Even if it's not so good, you'll be able to say you finished one. Another way to go is to take a class in creative writing. A lot of community colleges have creative writing courses, and community colleges are fairly inexpensive. Check out your local community center, recreation center, things like that has adult classes, and take something in creative writing. I've not looked. I assume there are probably some creative writing courses online you could take.
There might also be some clubs in your area that you can find online, and also the library is a good place to check, both for free stuff that you can read and other writers. They may have a club going. Or maybe you could even start a club.
I recently found a local area writers club on Facebook for our city. Seems to be a bunch of poets from the most part. I should totally get on there and post some of our erotic stories on this poetry site.
We could write erotic poems.
Ooh, yeah. And see how fast we can get thrown off Facebook.
One note on reading work by others. If you go to Amazon and go to the Kindle store and search for free books, you will find thousands and thousands of them. And also a note on that, a lot of people don't realize you don't have to have a Kindle device to access that Kindle free stuff, the Kindle library.
Amazon has been very flexible on that. If you've got a Kindle, I like Kindle devices. I have one. I use mine all the time. But there's Kindle software out there for Android. If you've got a Nexus or any Samsung or any other kind of Android device, if you've got a PC, just, you know, a computer, a laptop, or a desktop, Mac, doesn't much matter. Anything you've got, you can read it on screen.
You just go to the App Store, search for Kindle, and they'll have an app that you can download.
Yeah, so when you hear people talk about publishing on Kindle, don't think you have to have one of those little flat screen devices in your hand. You don't necessarily.
Is it time to check our mailbag?
Yes, check our mailbag. What do we have today?
Our mailbag seems to be empty.
What's up with that?
Why is that?
Because no one's asking us any questions about publishing or erotica. If you have any questions, if you have any topic suggestions, if you've got anything you'd like to say, even about stuff we've already talked about, if you have questions of things we've already covered or you'd like us to go into something in more detail, email us. Tell us we suck. We don't care. Let us know what we're doing. sexyfic@gmail.com. Yes, but instead of our separate email addresses, we now have sexyfic at gmail. SEXYFIC at gmail.com.
And when you visit sexyfic.com, don't forget to subscribe to this podcast and subscribe to the email mailing list. There's handy links on the website.
And even more important, while you're at sexyfic.com, buy our books. Hey, I had to say it. And that's it for episode 5. Stay tuned next week when we talk about something even more interesting. Don't forget to send in your emails or comments, suggestions to sexyfic@gmail.com. See you next week.
See you later.